KK4DCL listening. Kilo 4 Delta Charlie Lima. The name here is Mike, and I'm located in Louisa, Virginia via EchoLink.
Roger that. Okay, I was putting so much emphasis on your call, I missed the name. Mike, that's right, that's Mike. KK4, was it DCL or something like that? I didn't write it down. I tell you what, I will though, so I'll have it. New Year's Gene, Golf Echo, November Echo, Gene, and Carl W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet. We're located in, where are we? We're in Taylors, South Carolina, right on the outskirts of Greenville, South Carolina. And just sitting here doing a little reading, and I left my radio at here a little while ago. Back to you, Mike. It's
W4FHJ. All right. Fine business for sure. Yeah, I haven't been all that active here lately. I first come to discover this repeater through a friend that actually connected via EchoLink to one of my local repeaters here in Virginia back around 2012. I don't know if he's silent key now or what, because I haven't been on this repeater through EchoLink in quite some time. But the fellow used to go, his actual call was W4HD, and his name was Boyd. I haven't been on here in so long, I don't know if Boyd's still with us or not. It's been that long. I used to be quite the regular here every other night or so, at least for a long time, back around the time... For the longest time after I first got on here, started joining this repeater over EchoLink.
Yeah, okay, Mike. I'm not sure about the person you're speaking of. I don't think I know him. Probably should, but I'm somewhat active on 2 meters here, but mainly just check in the net, and that's about it. I'm more on HF than anything else. Oh, I was here recently. My ham shack's outside and it's too cold, so I moved my VHF and UHF inside and put up another antenna. So I guess in springtime I'll migrate back out to my ham shack and get on HF more. In fact, I hadn't been on HF, I don't think, in a month or so. So there you go. You speak of EchoLink. Years ago, I downloaded the program for EchoLink, and I never have one time used it. I don't even know how to actually use it. So somebody, I'm gonna check with somebody, try to find out how to do it. Because I'm planning on some trips. A trip or two down in the lower part of Georgia, and I'd like to be able to check in the net from down there. So there you go, Mike. And what town did you say you're in? I think you said Virginia, or was it West Virginia? I can't remember. And also, let me get your call down. I got KK4. I think it was something Charlie Lima, but I'm not sure of that. Update me on that, will you? Go ahead.
Yes, Kilo 4 Delta Charlie Lima, KK4DCL. And the town I'm located in, Virginia, it's in the central part of the state, a little country town, it's called Louisa, 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 Virginia.
Well, I was actually born in Maryland,
Charles County, Charles, the city of Charles, Maryland, or other words known as La Plata, Maryland. I was only there for the first year and 6 days of my life, and for the rest of it, I've been a old Virginia boy.
I'm an old Georgia boy. My home is down around Statesboro, Georgia, which is about 50 miles inland from Savannah. Well, I've been up here in Greenville, South Carolina area, my goodness, since 1965, I think. Moved here from, I was discharged from the Coast Guard back in, when was it, 63, and I came to Bob Jones University for about 7 years in Greenville, and been here ever since. Except for a period of about 2 years, I went back to Georgia, and my brother and I started a steel fab operation down there, built buildings and so forth. But then I moved back for some graduate work at Bob Jones. So there you go, Mike. That's all about me. I mean, that's about all I got, I guess. So I guess I'll sign with you. I need to get a little shut eye here in a few minutes. Got a whole big day ahead of me tomorrow. So let me say 73s to you, and sure is good to meet you. Hope we can talk again. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just I got to remind myself, hey, I have ham radio friends out here. I had a long time ago a fixed 2 meter station, and, you know, just things happened. I moved around a little bit and then moved back home. And, well, I got a 2 meter 440 mobile, but I kind of switched vehicles. Back in August, I purchased a new vehicle I'm currently financing the monthly payment on, and I don't wish to put any antennas on that vehicle. Don't want to take a chance in scratching up nothing. The old car I had that I had my mobile in was a 2006 Pontiac Grand Prix. This new one, I got me a little small compact car, real good on gas, just a really good fun car to drive. Just wanted something with a little turbocharger on it. I'd never had a little turbocharged car. So, with that being said, I'll try to make my presence known a little more and try to get back on here. I sure do miss being able to talk to everybody. I don't even remember half the people I used to talk to. It's been so long, I knew a few people by name was on here right regular, and they knew me by name. But like I said, the time's gone by, and, you know, who knows if they still around, the people I used to talk to, or not. But I'd like to say, 73s. It's from KK4DCL.
Mike, yeah. I got a van. I've got a 2 liter and 440 rig in it as well. And I've got a Dodge caliber that I want to put a rig in. But I understand why you don't want to put one in your new car there. I forgot what you said it was, but anyway, you probably ruin the resale price on it when you do things like that. But anyway, people do it. Mark, I'll see you a bit later. Good talking with you, and I do hope we can hook up a little bit further down the log. So let me say 73rds to you for now.
Talk with you later, hopefully. So, sign with you, W4FHJ, will be clear with you. 73s, KK4DCL.